The Node.js team has just merged a very interesting feature that people have been looking for, and that is HTTPS imports. This is the browser-like feature where you basically specify a URL to the module you want to import, and then it imports it to your project. Obviously, this has been anticipated because Deno started the project with that feature day one, effectively. But there are security concerns and really some doubts. That is why this feature is still experimental. How about we jump into it and discuss this? Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, so it is pull request 36,328, and it's called basically HTTPS-import, and it is effectively just experimental at this stage. So it is, you need to start your Node.js project with a specific flag to enable this feature in order to import an actual HTTPS URL that points to your module. But this is effectively it. These are the authors of the feature. And what I want to go through is basically, let's go ahead and read the documentation part of this, because this is the most interesting part of this. Experimental. So this is HTTPS and HTTP imports. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. HTTP to public domains are not enabled. And we're going to talk about that because that's a bad idea, effectively. Especially on your backend, when Node.js is running, you don't really need to communicate unsecurely with the outside world. Right, that's just a recipe for disaster. Importing network-based modules using HTTPS and HTTP is supported under the --experimental-network-imports flag. This allows web browser-like imports to work in Node.js with few differences due to application stability and security concerns. Obviously, it's not gonna be exactly identical to the browser, but this effectively bring the Node.js environment to be very, very close to the browser. For the longest time, Node.js started with this common JS thing that users require in order to import something, right? And this resources most of the time points to the NPM registry, public one. Or if you're a little bit savvy, you would point it to your local enterprise NPM registry. The word require never worked in the browser because that's a made up thing, right? That is Node.js specific or common JS to be specific, right? That makes porting JavaScript files from the Node.js environment to the browser almost impossible, right? Because you want to write, that's the main selling point of Node.js was, right? Hey, I want to write one language, I want to write one library, and I want to use it in the browser, and I want to use it in my backend. That's the best selling point of learning JavaScript, right? But we know that's not the case until recently, and until ES6 was launched. All right, let's continue. That are different when running in a privileged environment and instead of a browser. Yeah, browsers have coarse you know, these things that's called CORT, where you visit a domain and then your page might send requests to outside domains. Why am I out of frame? They fixed that. Yeah, your page might send requests to domains other than the one you're visiting, right? This doesn't really happen in these kind of environments. You're sending a URL and there is no one domain you're visiting. There is no concept, of course, right? Of course. So here's one thing that is interesting. They made imports limited to HTTP 1. And I don't understand why. I have a theory. I'm going to share it with you. Initially, when I read this, I was like, why HTTP 1, right? So that means your backend, right? Your backend will always support HTTP 1, right? When I say the backend here, the backend, the host, the JS module that you're importing from. So your Node.js is actually effectively the client now, and the backend, the other backend, is the effectively the JS module, right? And they are limiting imports. So your client, which is Node.js, only talks HTTP 1. In the TLS communication, when it offers the ELPN during TLS, it will say, hey, I only support HTTP 1. Nothing wrong with that, but let's just talk about that. So automatic protocol negotiation for HTTP 2 and HTTP 3 is not supported yet. So yeah, the ELPN doesn't support HTTP 2 and HTTP 3. Maybe there is a good reason for that. My guess is they did not want to include the HTTP 2 and HTTP 3 libraries, client libraries, by default in the Node.js platform, because it's not included by default, unless this get baked better. And probably HTTP 1 is easier, right? After all, right? And plus HTTP 2, they want to nail that, because it's not really worth starting an HTTP 2 session to retrieve one resource. Maybe if you're importing a lot of stuff, right, from the same domain, a lot of modules from the same domain, then HTTP 2 is really useful at that case. Because now you're going to be sending multiple requests at the same time to import all this stuff. Granted that they will only do this in a lazy manner. If that module is requested, then they're going to import it. So if that's the case, then I still don't see a value of implementing HTTP 2. But if you want this module eagerly, the moment Node.js starts, you want all of them. So if you start Node.js with an eager approach, I don't know if you can do that, then HTTP 2 will be useful effectively, right? Because of the idea of, you know, streams. And while HTTP 1 have the problem of, you know, head of line blocking. HTTP is limited to loop back addresses. Good idea. Beautiful, good idea. Why? Why is HTTP bad? If you send a request to download a remote module to download a remote module into your Node.js client, then if that request is pure HTTP, then it's not encrypted. So whatever hops your client in Node.js goes through to download that will be completely in plain text. That also means, so the problem is not reading the content. Oh, you requested, I don't know, the fetch library, right? Who cares? I don't really care about people reading what I request. That's kind of dangerous. But what I care about is people back in the response, when the response comes, they can just change the content. Hey, this is actually a fetch. So, and they insert their own malicious module effectively, right? They can easily do this effectively. And even worse, during the request, if they intercept the request before it goes to the actual backend where the module lives, they can redirect. So, hey, go to this server instead. They can do all sorts of stuff here. There's also another problem with DNS poisoning here. So DNS is really also critical when it comes to that, right? That's why they are limiting HTTP import to only localhost. So 127.0.0 and basically the whole subnet. So there is another RFC that kind of limits the loopback here, because the loopback is just, you really need one IP address if you think about it, 127.0.0.1. That's all you need, right? But but when we first started at IPv4 way back, they didn't know that they're gonna run off out IPv4 addresses. So these are how many 65,000? Is it 65,000 IP addresses, right? From, yeah, exactly. 65,000 IP addresses are just set here, assigned for the loopback, while you only needed one. Right? So that was an absolute waste. So there is an RFC that challenges that. They want to return back these loopback addresses all the way to make them publicly addressable, 127. Just imagine what could go wrong with that, right? All the assumptions, all the code out there. Yeah, that was a bad idea. But yeah, people need public IP addresses. They want to make, I don't know, 127.16.1.3 a public IP address, publicly addressable, because they're running out of IPv4. Why don't they use IPv6? Beats me. I don't know. People are just scared of new things, I guess. Right. So, or the ::1, effectively, which is the IPv6 version of local host, effectively. Authentication is never sent to the destination server, because that's something that the browser will do. The browser will detect, hey, you visited this domain before, let me send this cookie, right, effectively. So here's some cookies, right? Only if the cookie supports, like it's not same site or whatever. But here's then. So authorization, so any, if you have like JWTs, stuff like that, is not going to get sent. Headers are not sent to the server. Avoid including user info and part of the imported. A security model for safely using these on the server is being worked on. Okay, so they're working on the actual security model. So, yeah, so it has to be public. That's concerning, right? So let's say you built a module that is, I don't know, you have some sort of IP, IP and is intellectual property, and you want this module to be only served to this, and you want it to be served securely, not only securely, but also only people who are authorized can download it. You can't do that yet here. Course is never checked on the destination server. Course is designed to allow server to limit the consumer of an API to a specific set of hosts. This is not supported as it does not make sense for a server-based implementation. We know course, right? Course origin resource sharing. So you visit a domain, and your page that got back wanted to visit other domains that is not the domain it's visiting currently, right? And if it's doing that, then course is some backend property that you send set on these other domains that says, hey, this guy can't talk to me, or this domain can't talk to me, or you can make requests from this domain but not this domain, right? Or you can make requests from any domain, right? Like a star. That's basically is done through the pre flight options. We talked about all that stuff in the channel. Make sure to subscribe to check all this content. So yeah, it doesn't make sense, as I said, right? Cannot load non-network dependency. This module cannot access other modules than our HTTP or HTTPS. To still access, is that the right grammar? To still access local module while avoiding the security concern, pass in references to local dependency. So I guess you cannot use FTP or something like that. But yeah, this is fascinating, right? So yeah, this is good and all, but I'm thinking of two issues here. First of all, I think we need some sort of an allowed list that is configured by default and that is empty by default, right? Let the user fill it in. Let the user explicitly fill it in. I'd love this feature. Don't allow me to import from any domain, right? That's just bad. If the user, I mean the developer, writing the Node.js code, let them write, hey, I want to pull from netlify.com. That's even that is bad, because Netlify can host anything, right? So you want to specify also the subdomain. So Hussein.netlify.com,
right? So this way, because if you said netlify.com, I can create my own shady website on Netlify and have it my own subdomain, and I can send you that, and your code will be able to import my nasty JavaScript file, right? We see all the bugs, all the security concerns with npm all the time, right? So that's effectively bad. But yeah, so that's the first thing. The second thing is we need a way for, how do you say this? We need a way to authenticate the modules I just downloaded. I want to make sure that if I'm downloading Fetch, can I check some sort of hash that tells me, oh, this is the actual, this is the hash of the Fetch onport, so that it, of this version, so that you can do local check, and you can do it in an offsite channel. Obviously, you cannot do it in the same channel. You can say, hey, I want to download Fetch, but I know Fetch hash is always this. So even if someone did do a man in the middle with the, you cannot do it with HTTP because they block you. But if they managed to do it with HTTPS, with DNS poisoning, you are still safe, right? Because you have some sort of a validation effectively at the modules level. I think these are the two issues. I don't know, guys. What do you think about this? Are you excited about these HTTPS import? Let me know in the comment section below. I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.